Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Today, we are honored to have with us from the management team Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, Mr. Manish Sarda, Deputy Managing Director of Sarda Metals and Alloys Limited, Mr. P.K. Jain, Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Nilay Joshi, Head Corporate Finance at Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statement to reflect developments that occur after a statement is made. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sarda Energy's earnings call. I hope you have had a chance to go through the results and presentation uploaded on our website and the sites of stock exchanges. Economies across the globe continue to face macro headwinds. China's GDP growth slowed to 4.7%, reflecting weakened private consumption and waning effect of fiscal stimulus. In China, the property sector continues to remain a challenge. The intensified conflict between Israel and Hamas and disruptions in the Red Sea have impacted sea transport and fuel costs, with geopolitical risks remaining a concern. During the quarter, we reduced production of steel billets and downstream products to sell power on commercial consideration. Hydropower generation decreased by 13% due to delayed monsoon. Detailed operational data is available on our website and in press release uploaded on the websites of stock exchanges. Mine opening work of Shahpur West coal mine will start after we receive Stage 2 forest clearance and mining lease. We expect to get mine opening permission during current financial year. Process of mining plan, preparation, and approval for the Kalyani coal mine was held back to resolve overlapping boundary issues with adjacent mines of SCCL, which are now resolved. Work for the 50-megawatt captive solar power project is progressing as per schedule. The plant is scheduled to be operational by end of this current financial year. 25-megawatt Reher hydropower project is nearing completion. Dry run test has started for the first turbine. The power evacuation infrastructure in area passing through forest patches is pending for want of final approval from Forest Department, which is expected in this month. We aim to commission the plant by the end of this quarter, ahead of the March 2025 schedule. So far as acquisition of SKS Power is concerned, NCLT has completed rehearing of the application for approval of our resolution plan and reserved it for orders. Order is expected soon. Now I request Mr. P.K. Jainji to talk about the financial performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the management's line connection. Please stay connected while we reconnect them.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sir, we can hear you.
Yeah, so with regard to the financial performance, the company has achieved consolidated quarterly revenue of rupees 926 crores in quarter one FY25 as compared to rupees 889 crores 1,052 crores in quarter one of last year. Consolidated profit after tax was rupees 199 crores, up from rupees 88 crores last quarter and rupees 172 crores in quarter one of FY24. Prices across the value chain rose in the first 2 months but reverted in June due to dumping from China. During the quarter, we spent approximately rupees 150 crores on ongoing capexes. The company is net debt free with consolidated long-term debt at around rupees 1300 crores. Long-term loans repayable within next 1 year totals to rupees 240 crores. The company holds strong liquidity with cash and liquid investments of around rupees 1300 crores as of June 30th. Now I hand over to Sri Manish Sarda to discuss the steel and ferroalloy industry scenario and outlook. Over to Manish ji.
Thanks, Mr. Jain. Good afternoon, everyone. Global steel production in the first 6 months of 2024 remained flat at 955 million tons, with China recording a decline of 1.1% and India growing by 7.4%, reaching 74 million metric tons. Due to slowdown in domestic economy, Chinese steel export remained at elevated levels. Higher exports from China due to subdued domestic demand weighed on global steel prices. In India, steel demand was stable despite impact of elections and heat wave. Price realizations improved during the quarter but moderated in June and further in July. Steel imports moderated quarter on quarter, but in absence of safeguard measures, fall in exports was much sharper at around 50% year on year. Imports increased and exports fell. India remains a net importer of steel. The EU imposed additional safeguards to moderate high steel imports. Ferroalloys prices rose sharply due to sharp disruptions in Australia, but corrected quickly. Merchant power prices remained high due to elections and heat wave. Domestic crude steel production in quarter one for year 25 grew by 5% year on year, but declined by 2% quarter on quarter to 36.6 million tons. Domestic finished steel consumption grew by 14% year on year, but was slightly lower quarter on quarter due to seasonal effects and labor migration during the elections. Our ferroalloys exports have been stable during the quarter. We exported 32,500 metric tons of ferroalloys worth 273 crores in quarter one, compared to 27,000 metric tons worth 203 crores last quarter and 29,400 metric tons worth 242 crores in quarter one for 24. Outlook. The Indian economy remains stable despite high inflation environment. Interest rates across the globe are expected to fall as inflation declines. Strong tax collection and sharp rise in dividend from RBI have strengthened government finances, allowing for increased infrastructure spending. Strong foreign capital inflows aided by global bond index inclusion are set to further bolster the robust microeconomic growth. Good credit offtake and strong capital market, particularly primary insurances, indicate rise in private capex. That should boost capex heavy projects and real estate sector, creating demand for steel. However, China's slowing economy and subdued real estate sector have created a surplus in global steel markets. Increased Chinese exports are pressuring steel prices. In the absence of trade barriers, India's imports, especially through FTA countries, are rising, which may affect the steel sector's performance. That concludes the performance and outlook. We are now open for forum for question and answers. Thank you all participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Phillips Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, you mentioned that the prices have started to decline from June. Just wanted to understand what are the current prices with respect to 1Q averages? How much it is down?
Prices of what?
So the steel product basically, pellet, billet, wire rod and HB wire, including ferromanganese, if you would like to tell us.
the prices have corrected by around 6 to 8% as compared to the first quarter average.
Understood. And correspondingly the cost of production, any guidance in terms of correction in the cost of production wise? The coal, iron ore cost for you?
Always there remains a time gap. In the falling market, it takes some time to get corrections into the raw material prices.
So as of now, we haven't experienced anything. Sir, if you can give us spot basis, then it would also be okay for me.
Spot prices?
Spot basis, the iron ore as well as the coal cost which you would experience versus 1Q averages?
There has not been any material correction in the raw material prices when you compare with the Q1 average.
Understood, sir. So secondly, we have spent 150 crore in 1Q. Wanted to understand the overall FY25 capex. How much is left for spending?
It should be total capex should be somewhere in the range of 700 crores, out of which we have already spent about 150 crores in the first quarter.
So we have done, we have almost completed the hydropower thing. So remaining money is going where? If you could give us idea.
Yeah. There are three coal mining projects. Then we are doing this waste utilization project in Visakhapatnam. Then turbine replacement project is going on. So major capexes will be going towards the expansion of three coal mines.
Understood. And any timeline for these coal mines to start production?
No. As stated in our opening remark, will be the Shahpur West coal mine. So we will start working on that mine once we receive the forest stage 2 clearance, which we expect to get within the current financial year. And remaining mines will take time to get started. But land acquisition and all other processes will be going on where we will be spending money on those projects. Then in addition to that, we have solar power project also, which is going on.
Understood. So just one last question. For Gare Palma 4x7, we are in the process of increasing the limit for the or the capacity. Have we received it or at what stage we are in?
So currently the mining capacity is 1.44 million tons. We have already got the EC for increasing it to 1.68. Consent to establish and consent to operate, we will get it in this quarter.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. I'll back in the queue for the question. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions. Sir, regarding Raipur captive power plant, it's been shut down on last quarter. So it's in the progress of overhauling SPC boilers and turbines. So when do you expect repower production in this unit? And hydropower projects also expected to be operational by this quarter or next quarter. What's the status on the project side?
That was a statutory overhauling that was done. So it has again restarted, I mean. So the Raipur captive power plant, it was one of the turbines was taken under shutdown and boiler was taken under shutdown for statutory overhauling and it has again restarted. And what was your second question?
So regarding hydropower projects, 25 megawatt.
As mentioned, the 25 megawatt Rehar Hydro project, it'll be commissioned in this quarter, and the target date was considered 31st March 2025, and we'll be commissioning it in this quarter.
Got it, sir. Sir, also we have placed 30 megawatt TG set to save energy on the carbon footprint side. So when we can expect to be operational and what is the status on that?
Right, so we have already given a purchase order to BHEL and it will take at least 24 to 28 months to commission that. 18 months, the BHEL has taken 18 months to supply us the turbine and we have to take a shutdown and we have to change it. It will take 24 to 28 months.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring Asset Management Company, Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. My first question regarding, sir, do we see more margin improvement in coming quarters, sir?
It depends upon the market condition. As stated in our opening remarks, presently the prices have gone down. And correction in the raw material prices is awaited. So, as of now, margins as compared to the first quarter are on the lower side. But how the things move post the rainy season and how the developments come in, it depends on that.
Okay, sir. So, my next question, sir, we see a sharp drop in billet and wire rod volume number, sales volume number. Is this due to demand or, sir, Chinese import?
No, we have already stated in our opening remark also the production of billet was intentionally curtailed to supply the power to the on the IEX for where we were getting better realization or better margins.
Okay, so we supply power to the IEX instead of making billets.
Instead of making millets or using it in production of the billets. We have captive power plant, so we cut down our production of billet and water surplus power we could have that was sold through IEX.
And sir, how is the current scenario, sir, for July?
There have been ups and downs. In between, we get opportunities to sell for a few hours. It's not throughout the day because presently it's a raining season. So comparatively, the power demand comparatively remains on the lower side.
Okay, so can we see again the production will normalize from Q2,
Yeah.
Okay. And sir,
In between, if we get the opportunity to sell power at higher prices, again we may decide to cut production of the steel. And as far as raw material prices are concerned, that question has come in between. So, in case of manganese or moil, has reduced the prices from 10% to 27%. For higher grade, it is in the range of 10%, and for lower grade, they have reduced prices by 27% in case of manganese ore.
Okay, right, sir. And sir, my next question, sir, can you give some detail about the US power project SKS? Where is it and how much time it takes? Because it's already more than 1 year happened.
The matter has been heard by NCLT after revert from NCLAT, and everyone is awaiting for the orders.
Okay, so we expect by Q2 we will get the order, sir.
Yeah, hopefully that should be cleared maybe by before end of this month or latest by in this quarter.
Okay, and sir, one just ask, our net debt is stood as a 1300 CR.
Pardon? Yeah, no, not net debt is zero.
Oh, net debt is zero. Gross 1300 CR.
That is a gross debt. Net debt is zero.
Okay, gross debt is 1300 CR, sir.
That is gross long-term debt.
Okay, agree, sir. And sir, your comment on, sir, steel demand in terms of looking, sir, at import from China, how you look domestic steel demand for in next 1 year, sir?
Manishi.
So the steel, see, I'll tell you something, the government is very clear on infrastructure boost and they are planning for infrastructure development in a big way. Mm-hmm. And going forward, the imports which are happening from China and from FTA nations will be looked in by the new steel ministry which is just in place right now. Mm-hmm. But they have not yet formed up any proper protocols for the same. They are looking into it because there has been a sharp rise in terms of imports, and especially through the FTA routes. So they are planning some policy, but we are all waiting for that policy. That should be out in the next couple of months.
Okay. Right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Anji, good afternoon.
And congratulations for good numbers. अभी इनफैक्ट टर्नओवर का थोड़ा डाउट हो रहा था तो आपने बता दिया कि स्टील कम करके और पावर बेचा तो सर ये स्टील वाला जो है ये प्रॉब्लम अगले दो चार महीने में सेटल हो जाएगा चाइना स्टील का
नहीं नहीं होगा नहीं होगा अगले दो चार महीने में सेटल नहीं होगा बिकॉज चाइनीज इकोनॉमी इज ऑल्सो इन डोल्ड्रम्स राइट नाउ दे हैव ऑलरेडी कम आउट विद सम यू नो स्टिमुलस इन टर्म्स ऑफ कंज्यूमर स्पेंडिंग एंड दे आर लुकिंग एट ऑल्सो यू नो देयर rates, interest rates and everything, but with the ongoing multiple issues, you know, across Russia, Ukraine, Gaza, Palestine, all these things, I think, and with Japan, we've seen what has happened in Japan, I don't think so within the next two or three months, things will be resolved, because WTO matters, you know, are quite huge in terms of duties, and FTAs are also in place. So the government, the steel ministry can only take cognizance of the fact that there has been sharp imports, but at the same time they have to coordinate it with the Ministry of Finance, DGFT, DGTR, regulations, everything. So it is not that simple that it will happen in 2-3 months. But they are definitely planning to put some QCOs in place. Like in ferroalloys, we already have a QCO in place. So
that is the reason your ferroalloy prices have not gone
down. That is not the reason. QCO is basically quality control on audit. So what everybody who's exporting to India will need to register themselves in the system, BIS.
Okay.
So that is a little long drawn process and kind of a lengthy process. So they are trying to see, and if they are trying to curb, you know, cheap imports in India which are not quality oriented. And all those things. They're looking into all those things now.
So ferroalloy bhi import hota hai kya, sir?
Ferroalloy kuch to import hota hai, jaise we are getting imports of ferrosilicon from Bhutan. We are getting ferromoly, which had an inverted duty structure, but it's now been removed. So all these things are taking place, and the ministry has just formed, right? The ministry. So.
But ferroalloy prices utna nahi gira hai.
Nahi, ferroalloy prices bhi gire hai. Ferroalloy prices have also come down considerably. But at the same time, ore prices have also come down. Yeah, so.
Margins matlab rehta hai more or less theek.
Haan, to margins intact rahe wahan tak to theek hai because prices to upar niche demand supply ke saath rahegi.
Correct. Aur SKS power bhi matlab within 1 or 2 months ho jayega, sir?
That Mr. P.K. Jain and Nilay Joshi ji and all can comment upon that.
Sir, वो चल रहा है matter court में सुनवाई हो गई है.
जी जी.
And it is reserved for order. So we are also awaiting, hopefully.
और मतलब basis I would say 99.99 अपने favour में ही है सब कुछ.
मतलब going by the precedent.
जी हाँ जी हाँ.
Court precedent. हाँ हाँ. You can make
अच्छा सर एक चीज है छोटे मुंह बड़ी बात बोल रहा हूँ ये जो आपने अभी मनी मार्केट से पैसे ले रहे हैं सर तो ये पूरा क्यूआईबी में क्यों नहीं ले लेते हैं सर लोग तो मतलब दौड़ के आएंगे
नहीं अभी हमारा कोई फंड रेज का ऐसा इंटेंशन नहीं है केवल इनेबलिंग रेजोल्यूशन है वो हम हर साल ले रहे हैं ताकि कभी जरूरत पड़े
वो तो मालूम है सर
बट अभी कोई प्लान है ही नहीं फंड रेज का
बट SKS तो आएगा ना सर
SKS आएगा यही बोला कि हमने इनेबलिंग लिया है अभी वी विल डिसाइड एट अप्रोप्रिएट टाइम एज ऑफ नाउ वी डोंट हैव एनी प्लान इन द इमीडिएट फ्यूचर टू रेज एनी फंड
अच्छा ठीक है सर बस यही है एंड ऑल द बेस्ट टू यू सर
थैंक यू
थैंक यू वेरी मच A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for follow-up questions. Sir, SKS acquisitions, what the status on it is? It's under NCLT. Okay. And how much capex we are planning for this acquisitions?
For?
SKS. SKS thermal power plant.
इमीडिएट में कुछ भी नहीं है. इमीडिएट में तो एक्विजिशन है, ऑपरेटिंग प्लांट है, वी विल बी एक्वायरिंग इट एंड उसके बाद जैसा भी जरूरत होगा बेस्ड ऑन द असेसमेंट दैट विल बी अ सेपरेट इश्यू. एज ऑफ नाउ नो कैपेक्स इज इन्वॉल्व्ड. इट इज अ रनिंग प्लांट विच वी आर एक्वायरिंग.
ओके सर, आफ्टर एक्विजिशन व्हाट काइंड ऑफ कैपेसिटी वी आर टारगेटिंग?
दैट विल डिसाइड इंडिपेंडेंटली आफ्टर गेटिंग इट. So it will be very difficult to comment on that at this moment.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it.
As of now, it's a 2x300 megawatt running operational, running thermal power plant that we are acquiring. The matter is sub judice and reserved for order. So once it is resolved, then we'll be able to comment.
Okay, sir. So post elections, what kind of revamp on the operation side? Because I heard a lot of companies are facing issues because of shortage of laborers. So like post elections, how you are seeing the operations levels, especially on the laborers?
We are operating at normal levels.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Mera sir, ek question tha, abhi power selling has better margin than steel selling?
ये बीच बीच में चेंज होता रहता है. पावर सेलिंग का 24 आवर्स का नहीं रहता है. अभी तो बरसात का सीजन है तो जब कुछ घंटों के लिए कई बार डिमांड अच्छी आती है देन वी गेट अ बेटर प्राइस. तो उस समय हम पावर सप्लाई करके
जी. क्योंकि अभी अपने पास जब एसकेएस आ जाएगा तो उस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से आई वाज जस्ट आस्किंग.
पावर का मार्केट तो ईयर ऑन ईयर थोड़ा सा स्ट्रेंथन हो ही रहा है. पावर प्राइसेज आर गोइंग अप ईयर ऑन ईयर. तो पावर की तो डिमांड अच्छी है एंड पावर प्राइसेज अच्छी मिल ही रही है.
जी जी ठीक है सर. ठीक है सर. थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अतुल फ्रॉम यूएलजेके. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी सर. There are a couple of questions from my side. First question is on, as you know there are global situation is not good due to China factor, especially China is facing issues in the real estate part. Domestic story is good, sir. So how we foresee a second half of FY25? Is it the similar performance will be continue, or we can see some improvement in coming quarters on the revenue part?
As far as volumes are concerned, those will remain at the normal levels. Whatever operations we have achieved, that will continue. So far as pricing is concerned, the markets are volatile and projecting in advance for the second half may be difficult. How the China story evolves and how the overall other scenarios, geopolitical conditions evolve, then interest rate scenario, there have been multiple factors which will decide the future course of action. But so far as operations are concerned, quantitative performance or operational performance is concerned, it will remain at the normal levels throughout the year.
Got it. So second question is on the profit side. Like we have been following, backward integration strategy. We are using our own mining and power plants now. So going forward, though there won't be any top line growth or even a moderate growth, do we see further profitability improvement even the situation still persists on the current level?
Top line mein one is the addition on account of the increase in the capacity of the coal mine. Another is the commissioning of our hydropower project. And the third one is the commissioning of our waste utilization project. So waste utilization project will be coming next year only, but for the current year there will be two more additions on account of the increase in the coal mining capacity and starting of the hydropower project.
Right. Got it. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thanks. Thank you all the participants of this con call. To summarize, our diversification has resulted in better performance during volatile times. The commissioning of 25 megawatt Rehar hydropower project this quarter, the 50 megawatt solar power project and waste utilization project will help reduce our carbon footprint. Starting three more coal mines and hydropower projects will drive our future growth. Please feel free to reach out to us or our IR team with any further questions. Thank you all.
On behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.